From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Denver today, doctors treating Andrew Speaker said that he is suffering from a less severe form of tuberculosis than originally diagnosed. Speaker is the Atlanta lawyer who created an international health scare last May after doctors said that he was suffering a highly drug-resistant form of TB. Speaker has been in isolation at a Denver hospital since returning from a honeymoon trip to Europe. Initially, the Centers for Disease Control feared that he had exposed scores of fellow travelers to the disease. Today, Speaker welcomed the new diagnosis, and in a statement read by a hospital spokesman, he had strong words for the CDC.
In the future, I hope they realize the terribly chilling effect they can have when they come after someone and their family on a personal level. They can, in a few days, destroy an entire family's reputation, ability to make a living, and good name.
NPR's Jeff Brady covered today's announcement at National Jewish Hospital in Denver, and he joins us now with more on this. Jeff, first of all, tell us about the new diagnosis. What's different about it?
For Andrew Speaker, this is very good news. Instead of having extensively drug-resistant tuberculosis, it's also called XDR for short, he has a less severe form of TB called multi-drug-resistant. That means that medicines that doctors first thought would be useless in curing Speaker likely now will work, and instead of facing surgery on his lungs as first planned, Speaker's doctor in Denver says he'll try some of these drugs now. And this is also good news for anyone Speaker may have exposed to tuberculosis on those flights, because if they develop the disease, then they also have more treatment options now.
Well, he clearly is upset about being at the center of this, Mr. Speaker, that is. But does the new diagnosis change anything about whether he should have, in the first place, flown in a packed airliner?
No, and the CDC was very clear about this. Dr. Mitch Cohen said that if the CDC had gotten word that someone with multi-drug-resistant TB had plans to get on an airplane with other passengers, the agency would have done what it could to stop that person. And that means even, you know, holding the press conferences, putting the word out that others may have been exposed. The agency said it would have done all of that. Nothing would have been done differently because the multi-drug resistant strain is still quite a serious illness.
Beyond that statement of his, of Mr. Speaker's, that we heard read by the hospital spokesman, do you have any sense of how he's coping with all of this?
We didn't have a chance to talk with Speaker himself, unfortunately. All we have is that written statement. Still, it's clear he's very angry. I mean, this is a guy who had a pretty good life, and now he feels like it's all been taken away from him. It's interesting what he said before that cut of tape that we heard. He mentioned a quote that a lot of people would recognize from the Spider-Man cartoon series, and that quote is, "With great power comes great responsibility." And he suggests, but doesn't outright say in that statement that the government erred more on the side of the public welfare at the expense of his personal liberty. He also says he'll have more to say later. It'll be interesting to see what that'll be.
Any idea when he's going to get out of the hospital?
Not anytime soon. His treatment is expected to take up to 2 years, so it's going to be a while.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Jeff Brady in Denver.